Sec. 4233, filing fee for H-1B dependent employers. In general, notwithstanding any other provision of law, there shall be a fee required to be submitted by an employer with an application for admission of an H-1B non-immigrant, as follows. 1. For each fiscal year, beginning in fiscal year 2015, $5,000 for applicants that employ 50 or more employees in the United States, if more than 30% and less than 50% of APPLICANTS employees are H-1B non-immigrants or L non-immigrants. 2. For each of the fiscal years 2015 through 2017, $10,000 for applicants that employ 50 or more employees in the United States, if more than 50% and less than 75% of APPLICANTS employees are H-1B non-immigrants or L non-immigrants. Fees collected under this paragraph shall be deposited in the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1. B. Definitions in this section. 1. Employer, the term employer, means any entity or entities treated as a single employer under subsection B, CMRO of Section 414 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, and B. Does not include a non-profit institution of higher education or non-profit research organization described in Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 and exempt from taxation under 501a of that code, that is, I, an institution of higher education as defined in Section 101a of the Higher Education Act of 1965, 20 U.S.C. 1001a, or A. A research organization. 2. H-1B non-immigrant. The term H-1B non-immigrant means an alien admitted as a non-immigrant pursuant to Section 101A-15-HIB of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A-15-HIB. 3. Dependent immigrant. The term dependent immigrant has the meaning given that term in paragraph 54A of Section 101A-54A of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A. 4. L non-immigrant. The term L non-immigrant means an alien admitted as a non-immigrant pursuant to Section 101A-15L of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A-15L to provide services to the aliens employer involving specialized knowledge. See exception for intended immigrants in determining the percentage of employees of an employer that are H-1B non-immigrants or L non-immigrants under subsection A. An intending immigrant employee shall not count toward such percentage. T. Conforming Amendment Section 402 of the Act, entitled An Act, made in Emergency Supplemental Appropriations for Border Security for the fiscal year ending September 30, 2010, at or other purposes, approved August 13, 2010, Public Law 111-230, 8 U.S.C. 1101 note, is amended by striking subsection B, Sec. 4234, providing premium processing of employment-based visa petitions, pursuant to Section 286U of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1356U, the Secretary shall establish and collect, 1. A fee for premium processing of employment-based immigrant petitions, and 2. A fee for premium processing of an administrative appeal of any decision on a permanent employment-based immigrant petition. Sec. 4235, Technical Correction. Section 212(8) U.S.C. 1182 is amended by redesignating the second subsection T as added by Section 1B2B of the Act entitled An Act to Amend and Extend the Irish Peace Process, Cultural and Training Program Act of 1998, Public Law 108-449-118 Stat. 3470 as subsection U, Sec. 4236, Application. In general, except as otherwise specifically provided, the amendments made by this subtitle shall apply to applications filed on or after the date of the enactment of this Act. B. Special requirements notwithstanding any other provision of law, the amendments made by Section 4211C shall not apply to any application or petition filed by an employer on behalf of an existing employee. Sec. 4237. Portability for beneficiaries of immigrant petitions. Increased portability. Section 204J, 8 U.S.C. 1154J, is amended. 1. By amending the subsection, heading to read as follows. J. Increased portability. 2. By striking a petition and inserting the following. 1. Long delayed applicants for adjustment of status of petition. And 3. By adding at the end the following. 2. Portability for beneficiaries of immigrant petitions regardless of whether an employer withdraws a petition approved under paragraph 1, 2, or 3 of Section 203b. 8. The petition shall remain valid with respect to new job if a beneficiary changes jobs or employers after the petition is approved. And A. The new job is in the same or similar occupational classification as the job for which the petition was approved. And B. The employer's legal obligations with respect to the petition shall terminate at the time the beneficiary changes jobs or employers. 3. Documentation. The Secretary of Labor shall develop a mechanism to provide the beneficiary or prospective employer with sufficient information to determine whether a new position or job is in the same or similar occupation as the job for which the petition was approved. The Secretary of Labor shall provide confirmation of application approval if required for eligibility under this subsection. The Secretary of Homeland Security shall provide confirmation of petition approval, if required, for eligibility under this subsection. B. Adjustment of status for employment-based immigrants. Section 245 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, USC 1255, is amended by adding at the end the following. N. Adjustment of status for employment-based immigrants. 1. Petition an alien and any eligible dependents of such alien who has filed a petition for immigrant status may concurrently or at any time thereafter file an application with the Secretary of Homeland Security for adjustment of status if such petition is pending or has been approved, regardless of whether an immigrant visa is immediately available at the time the application is filed. 2. Supplemental fee. If a visa is not immediately available at the time an application is filed under paragraph 1, the beneficiary of such application shall pay a supplemental fee of $500, which shall be deposited in the SEM education and training account established under section 286 of LU. This fee shall not be collected from any dependent accompanying or following to join such beneficiary. 3. Availability. An application filed pursuant to paragraph 2 may not be approved until the date on which an immigrant visa becomes available. Subtitle C. L. Visa Fraud and Abuse Protections, Sec. 4301. Prohibition on placement of L. Non-immigrants, Section 214 C2F, 8 U.S.C. 1184 C2F, is amended to read as follows. F.I. An employer who employs L1 non-immigrants in a number that is equal to at least 15% of the total number of full-time equivalent employees employed by the employer shall not place, outsource, lease, or otherwise contract for the services or placement of such alien with another employer. In determining the number of employees who are L1 non-immigrants, an intending immigrant shall count as a United States worker. A. The employer of an alien described in section 101A15L shall not place, outsource, lease, or otherwise contract for the services or placement of such alien with another employer unless I. Such alien will not be controlled or supervised principally by the employer with whom such alien would be placed. II. The placement of such alien at the work site of the other employer is not essentially an arrangement to provide labor for hire for the other employer. And III. The employer of such alien pays a fee of $500, which shall be deposited in the SEM education and training account established under section 286 W. Sec. 4302. L. Employer petition requirements for employment at new offices. Section 214 C2, 8 U.S.C. 1184 C2 is amended by adding at the end the following. GI. If the beneficiary of a petition under this paragraph is coming to the United States to open or be employed in a new office, the petition may be approved for up to 12 months only if I. The alien has not been the beneficiary of two or more petitions under this subparagraph during the immediately preceding 2 years, and II. The employer operating the new office has an adequate business plan, BB. Sufficient physical premises to carry out the proposed business activities, and CC. The financial ability to commence doing business immediately upon the approval of the petition. A. An extension of the approval period under Clause I may not be granted until the importing employer submits an application to the Secretary of Homeland Security that contains I. Evidence that the importing employer meets the requirements of this subsection. II. Evidence that the beneficiary of the petition is eligible for non-immigrant status under Section 101A15L. III. A statement summarizing the original petition. IV. Evidence that the importing employer has complied with the business plan submitted under Clause II. B. Evidence of the truthfulness of any representations made in connection with the filing of the original petition. II. Evidence that the importing employer has been doing business at the new office through regular, systematic, and continuous provision of goods and services. III. A statement of the duties the beneficiary has performed at the new office during the approval period under Clause I and the duties the beneficiary will perform at the new office during the extension period granted under this clause. III. A statement describing the staffing at the new office, including the number of employees and the types of positions held by such employees. IX. Evidence of wages paid to employees. X. Evidence of the financial status of the new office. And XI. Any other evidence or data prescribed by the secretary. II. A new office employing the beneficiary of an L1 petition approved under this paragraph shall do business only through regular, systematic, and continuous provision of goods and services, if notwithstanding clause E and subject to the maximum period of authorized admission set forth in subparagraph D. The Secretary of Homeland Security, in the SECRETARY's discretion, may approve a subsequently filed petition on behalf of the beneficiary to continue employment at the office described in this subparagraph for a period beyond the initially granted 12-month period if the importing employer has been doing business at the new office through regular, systematic, and continuous provision of goods and services for the 6 months immediately preceding the date of extension of petition filing and demonstrates that the failure to satisfy any of the requirements described in those subclauses was directly caused by extraordinary circumstances as determined by the secretary if the SECRETARY's discretion. Set 4303. Cooperation with Secretary of State. Section 214 C2, 8 U.S.C. 1184 C2, as amended by Section 4302, is further amended by adding at the end the following. For purposes of approving petitions under this paragraph, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall work cooperatively with the Secretary of State to verify the existence or continued existence of a company or office in the United States or in a foreign country. Sec 4304, limitation on employment of L non-immigrants. Section 214(c)(2)(8)(U.S.C.) 1180(4)(c)(2), as amended by sections 4302 and 4303, is further amended by adding at the end the following: II, if the employer employs 50 or more employees in the United States, the sum of the number of such employees who are H-1B non-immigrants plus the number of such employees who are L non-immigrants may not exceed I, 75% of the total number of employees for fiscal year 2015. II, 65% of the total number of employees for fiscal year 2016, and II, 50% of the total number of employees for each fiscal year after fiscal year 2016. A, in this subparagraph, I, the current employer does not include a nonprofit institution of higher education or nonprofit research organization described in Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 and exempt from taxation under 501a of that code, that is, an institution of higher education as defined in Section 101a of the Higher Education Act of 1965, 20 U.S.C. 1001a, or BB, a research organization. II, the term H-1B non-immigrant means an alien admitted as a non-immigrant pursuant to Section 101A-15HIV. III, the term L non-immigrant means an alien admitted as a non-immigrant pursuant to Section 101A-15L to provide services to the aliens employer involving specialized knowledge. II, in determining the percentage of employees of an employer that are H-1B non-immigrants or L non-immigrants under Clause I, an intending immigrant employee shall not count the warts of percentage. Sec 4305. Filing fee for L non-immigrants, in general, notwithstanding any other provision of law, the filing fee for and application for admission of an L non-immigrant shall be as follows: 1. For each of the fiscal years beginning in fiscal year 2014, $5,000 for applicants that employ 50 or more employees in the United States, if more than 30% and less than 50% of the applicants employees are H-1B non-immigrants or L non-immigrants. 2. For each of the fiscal years 2014 through 2017, $10,000 for applicants that employ 50 or more employees in the United States, if more than 50% and less than 75% of the applicants employees are H-1B non-immigrants or L non-immigrants. Fees collected under this paragraph shall be deposited in the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1. B. Definitions in this section. 1. Employer. The current employer does not include a nonprofit institution of higher education or a nonprofit research organization described in Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 and exempt from taxation under 501a of that code, that is, an institution of higher education as defined in Section 101a of the Higher Education Act of 1965, 20 U.S.C. 1001a, or b. A research organization. 2. H-1B non-immigrant. The term H-1B non-immigrant means an alien admitted as a non-immigrant pursuant to Section 101A-15-HIV of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A-15-HIV. 3. L non-immigrant. The term L non-immigrant means an alien admitted as a non-immigrant pursuant to Section 101A-15L of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A-15L to provide services to the aliens employer involving specialized knowledge. C. Exception for intending immigrants. In determining the percentage of employees of an employer that are H-1B non-immigrants or L non-immigrants under subsection A, an intending immigrant employee is defined in Section 101A-54A of the Immigration and Nationality Act shall not count toward such percentage. T. Conforming Amendment Section 402 of the Act, entitled An Act Making Emergency Supplemental Appropriations for Border Security for the Fiscal Year Ending September 30, 2010, and for Other Purposes, approved August 13, 2010, Public Law 111-230, 8 U.S.C. 1101 note, as amended by Section 4233D, is further amended by striking subsections A and C. Sec 4306, Investigation and Disposition of Complaints Against L Non-Immigrant Employers. Section 214(c)(2)(8)(U.S.C.) 1180(4)(c)(2), as amended by sections 4302, 4303, and 4304, is further amended by adding at the end the following: J.I. The Secretary of Homeland Security may initiate an investigation of any employer that employs non-immigrants described in Section 101A-15L with regard to the employer's compliance with the requirements of this subsection. AI, if the Secretary receives specific credible information from a source who is likely to have knowledge of an employer's practices, employment conditions, or compliance with the requirements under this subsection, the Secretary may conduct an investigation into the employer's compliance with the requirements of this subsection. II, the secretary may withhold the identity of a source referred to in subclause I from an employer, and the identity of such source shall not be subject to disclosure under Section 552 of Title V, United States Code. II, the secretary shall establish a procedure for any person desiring to provide to the secretary information described in Clause II that may be used, in whole or in part, as the basis for the commencement of an investigation described in such clause to provide the information in writing on a form developed and provided by the secretary and completed by or on behalf of the person. If no investigation described in Clause II or hearing described in Clause B based on such investigation may be conducted with respect to information about a failure to comply with the requirements under this subsection, unless the Secretary receives the information not later than 24 months after the date of the alleged failure. II, subject to subclause III, before commencing an investigation of an employer under Clause I or E, the Secretary shall provide notice to the employer of the intent to conduct such investigation. II, the notice required by subclause I shall be provided in such a manner and shall contain sufficient detail to permit the employer to respond to the allegations before an investigation is commenced. III, the secretary is not required to comply with this clause if the secretary determines that to do so would interfere with an effort by the secretary to investigate or secure compliance by the employer with the requirements of this subsection. IV, there shall be no judicial review of a determination by the secretary under this clause. V, if the secretary, after an investigation under clause I or E, determines that a reasonable basis exists to make a finding that the employer has failed to comply with the requirements under this subsection, the secretary shall provide the interested parties with notice of such determination and an opportunity for a hearing in accordance with Section 556 of Title V, United States Code, not later than 120 days after the date of such determination. If such a hearing is requested, the secretary shall make a finding concerning the matter by not later than 120 days after the date of the hearing. II, if the secretary, after a hearing, finds a reasonable basis to believe that the employer has violated the requirements under this subsection, the secretary shall impose a penalty under subparagraph A. II, the secretary may conduct voluntary surveys of the degree to which employers comply with the requirements under this section. II, the secretary shall conduct annual compliance audits of each employer with more than 100 employees who work in the United States if more than 15% of such employees are non-immigrants described in 101A15L and BB, make available to the public and executive summary or report describing the general findings of the audits carried out pursuant to this sub-clause. Sec. 4307. Penalties. Section 214(c)(2), 8 U.S.C. 1180, 4(c)(2), as amended by Sections 4302, 4303, 4304, and 4306, is further amended by adding, at the end the following, K.I., if the Secretary of Homeland Security finds, after notice and an opportunity for a hearing, a failure by an employer to meet a condition under subparagraph F, G, or L, or a misrepresentation of material fact in a petition to employ one or more aliens as non-immigrants described in Section 101A15L, the secretary shall impose such administrative remedies, including civil monetary penalties, in an amount not to exceed $2,000 per violation, as the secretary determines to be appropriate. II, the secretary may not, during a period of at least 1 year, approve a petition for that employer to employ one or more aliens as such non-immigrants, and III, in the case of a violation of subparagraph J, the employer shall be liable to the employees harmed by such violation for lost wages and benefits. E, if the secretary finds, after notice and an opportunity for a hearing, a willful failure by an employer to meet a condition under subparagraph F, G, or L, or a willful misrepresentation of material fact in a petition to employ one or more aliens as non-immigrants described in Section 101A15L. The secretary shall impose such administrative remedies, including civil monetary penalties, in an amount not to exceed $10,000 per violation, as the secretary determines to be appropriate. II, the secretary may not, during a period of at least 2 years, approve a petition filed for that employer to employ one or more aliens as such non-immigrants, and III, in the case of a violation of subparagraph J, the employer shall be liable to the employees harmed by such violation for lost wages and benefits. Sec. 4308, prohibition on retaliation against all non-immigrants. Section 214(c)(2), 8 U.S.C. 1180, 4(c)(2), as amended by Sections 4302, 4303, 4303, 4306, and 4307, is further amended by adding, at the end the following, li, it is a violation of this subparagraph for an employer who has filed a petition to import one or more aliens as non-immigrants described in Section 101A15L to take, fail to take, or threaten to take, or fail to take a personnel action, or to intimidate, threaten, restrain, coerce, blacklist, discharge, or discriminate in any other manner against an employee because the employee has disclosed information that the employee reasonably believes evidences a violation of this subsection or any rule or regulation pertaining to this subsection, or II, cooperates or seeks to cooperate with the requirements of this subsection or any rule or regulation pertaining to this subsection. A, in this subparagraph, the term employee includes, a current employee, II, a former employee, and III, and at the Bomb Employment Site, Sec 4309, Reports on L Non-Immigrants, Section 214 C8, 8 U.S.C. 1184 C8, is amended by inserting L after 8, Sec 4310, Application. The amendments made by this subtitle shall apply to applications filed on or after the date of enactment of this Act, Sec 4311. Report on L Lambic petition process, not later than 6 months after the date of enactment of this Act, the Inspector General of the Department shall submit to the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives the report regarding the use of blanket petitions under Section 214 C2A of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1184 C2A. Such report shall assess the efficiency and reliability of the process for reviewing such blanket petitions, including whether the process includes adequate safeguards against fraud and abuse. Subtitle D, Other Non-Immigrant Visas, Sec 4401. Non-immigrant visas for students, the authorization of dual intent for if non-immigrants seeking BACHELORS or graduate degrees, Section 101A15F, 8 U.S.C. 1101A15F, is amended to read as follows, FI, an alien having a residence in a foreign country who is a bona fide student, qualified to pursue a full course of study and who seeks to enter the United States temporarily and solely for the purpose of pursuing such a course of study consistent with Section 214M at an accredited college, university, or language training program, or an established seminary, conservatory, academic high school, elementary school, or other academic institution in the United States, particularly designated by the alien and approved by the Secretary of Homeland Security after consultation with the Secretary of Education, which institution or place of study shall have agreed to report to the Secretary of Homeland Security the termination of attendance of each non-immigrant student, and if any such institution of learning or place of study fails to make reports promptly, the approval shall be withdrawn, except that such an alien who is not seeking to pursue a degree that is a BACHELORS degree or graduate degree shall have a residence in a foreign country that the alien has no intention of abandoning. A. The alien spouse and minor children of an alien described in clause I if accompanying or following to join such an alien. And II. An alien who is a national of Canada or Mexico who maintains actual residence and place of abode in the country of nationality who is described in clause I except that the alien's qualifications for an actual course of study may be full or part-time and who commutes to the United States institution or place of study from Canada or Mexico. P. Dual intent, Section 214H, 8 U.S.C. 1184H, is amended to read as follows. H. Dual intent, the fact that an alien is or intends to be the beneficiary of an application for preference status filed under Section 204 seeks a change or adjustment of status after completing a legitimate period of non-immigrant stay or has otherwise sought permanent residence in the United States shall not constitute evidence of intent to abandon a foreign residence that would preclude the alien from obtaining or maintaining 1. A visa or admission as a non-immigrant, described in subparagraph E, F I, F E, H I B, H I C, L O, P V, R W, of Section 101A15, R. 2. The status of a non-immigrant, described in any subparagraph. C. Requirement of student visa data transfer and certification. 1. In general, the Secretary shall implement real-time transmission of data from the student and exchange visitor information system to databases used by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. 2. Certification. In general, not later than 120 days after the date of enactment of this Act, the Secretary shall certify to Congress that the transmission of data referred to in paragraph 1 has been implemented. P. Temporary suspension of visa issuance if the Secretary has not made the certification referred to in subparagraph A. During the 120 day period, the Secretary shall suspend issuance of visas under subparagraphs F and M of Section 101A15 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A15 until the certification is made.